You guys took a little while to get going today, offensively, which more often than not seems like that's been the case. Why do you guys win such a good second half team this year?
I don't know. To be honest, it's frustrating on us, too, because we only got three drives in the entire first half, so that probably attributed to a little bit of it. But yeah, it seemed like, to be honest, the whole game felt like we were moving the ball and we were just kicking ourselves in the foot, just stalling around the 30-yard line every series, it seemed like. But I felt as an offense, I thought we were moving the ball. I mean, we got to capitalize better when we get down in the red zone. So.
Coach said this week, it's been a treat, you guys are finding a way, which is a big difference this year. Did the players kind of sense that, hey, we're going to find a way at some point?
Well, the big thing is that, even though, you scored, what, 7 points, we were down at half, we're in the game, whereas in the past, been down 30 points or something, ridiculous and had to come back. When you're in the game, it's a lot easier to plan and be more up for stuff. And our defense, hats off to them for keeping it when we're, struggling a little bit. They keep us in the game. And when we're in the games, we have confidence in our offenses. We're not lethargic at all. And when we go in at halftime, we're just kind of like, hey, let's go. We know we're better than this, and we get it going for the next half. And yeah, you're right.
Is there adjustments being done at halftime? I mean, what's going on at halftime? What's the coaches doing? I mean, are you doing a lot of coaching? Is it a lot of pep talk?
Well, sometimes. I mean, it's not. Today, I mean, like I said, we were moving the ball. We didn't have a whole lot to adjust, but it just comes down to execution and being focused the entire drive. And we just kind of told ourselves, we made some adjustments for blocking schemes on a couple plays, but other than that, we just said we got to execute full drive. So
just what about just talk a little bit about the fact that you guys kind of uncharacteristic in turning the ball over today. You guys were able to stay tough and kind of continue to fight back into the game. And how are you guys able to kind of get it back together and kind of block that out and continue to improve?
Yeah, I fumbled the ball on a 5-10 yard line, which was really, really not good. But again, the defense picked us up. Two plays later, Matt Ryan has a huge interception to get us back going, and then we're able to score off that. Momentum swing again, and that's what the whole team's about. And picking each other up, and I make a mistake, and our defense was right there to pick us up. So if we can do that the rest of the year, then we got some good things to come. So.
You did more damage with your leg today than your arm. I mean, was that something that they were giving you more running than passing, or did you just say I'm taking off?
Well, their D-line pretty good, and they're big, and I'm a little guy, so when my throwing lanes aren't visible, it's not so much like the protection was bad, but when I can't see downfield, sometimes I gotta wiggle my little self in and out, and then sometimes if I see a lane, I just run. But yeah, we had some design plays for me today to run the ball, which was successful. So it was just a good game plan overall.
What was going through your head when you saw that one pass that bounced off three guys and was eventually caught
by it? I was just going, I didn't really know what was going on, to be honest with you. The ball bounced about six times, so I was just hoping it either went to the ground or, I was just hoping it wasn't going to get picked off. So,
having a big body, Wilson, it seemed like you're kind of living in the middle of getting in trouble. Having a big body, that's got to be a nice feeling.
Yeah, he had a good game today. He got, that's another, he's a big body, and when you can get semi-open with a big body, you can make completions because he'll get up and grab it. And he had a good game getting open, especially today, and finding my eyes, and it was successful. So.
Is that another road challenge ahead coming up against Northern Michigan? All road games that we had pretty much are going to be tough, and I'm sure you guys are looking forward to getting out there and competing again on the road against
Oh yeah. Just take it one game at a time. We'll take this, as we always say, with 24-hour rule, and then we'll be right back in tomorrow preparing for Northern. And, they're a good team, too, and especially up there in that dome. They're real good up there, and we know that. So we're going to have to really, focus and lock in this week to prepare for them. So.
Let's ask my last question. Did you think much about last year's game against Finland, that was such a tough game for you guys last year down there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was just an embarrassment, to be honest with you. I mean, we came off that field, and we felt like little kids, to be honest with you. I mean, they whooped our butts last year. And, you know, personally, I know that the guys that were down there and experienced that was, you know, a big embarrassment. That, we talked about that this week. You know, it was, you know, how good would it feel to, you know, pay back, you know. That's what it's all about. So,
thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.